Hello and welcome to 2022's first podcast episode with Radical Broccoli. We are podcasting from Costa Rica, both of us together again, and I'm so ready for a new episode. This episode, as you may have guessed from the title, is all about clarity. What does it mean? How can we get it? Why is clarity important? And what happens when we have more clarity in our life? So I'm really excited to dive into that topic because it's something we have been working on this week. And it's something we're gonna guide our memberships members through with a 3-day energetic reset. So, Susie, how are you? Welcome to Costa Rica.
Thank you so much. I think I've been here almost 2 weeks now.
Wow, that has flown.
Yeah, I came here the 5th. So it's been great. It's fantastic to be here. Even though first thing that happened was that we both caught COVID. What a great start to the new year.
Yeah, that was an interesting ride. But I have to say that I really appreciate how chill everybody in Santa Teresa has had COVID at the same time, I think.
Yeah.
But there's no panic.
There's no panic. It's like, oh, I have COVID. Oh, hey, you have COVID too.
Yeah.
Great. Heal well and see you in a week.
Yeah. Have some lemons. Heal well.
Drink a lot of water.
There's no shame. There's no panic. There's
no fear.
There's no fear. It's more like the conversation is around like, oh, you're so great. You boosted your immune system. And that actually made me feel so much better having it and like just safer and... Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that because I think it's just such a contrast to how I've heard the conversation has been in other countries.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say it so you can inspire people to know that, you know, you can deal with COVID without panic.
Yeah.
It can just be another thing and you will heal.
Because one thing is COVID, you know, the flu virus in itself, it's not that bad.
For some it is, because some people actually die of it.
It was really bad before, but now the variant that's going around now isn't really affecting people that hard. But the fear that is spreading around it,
yeah,
that is devastating.
That's the hard part to deal with.
Yeah.
And I even felt when I had it, I had 2 days where I felt really like paranoid in a way. And just knew it wasn't mine. And I almost felt it was an emotion that came with the virus.
Yeah.
It was so hard to deal with. Like, I had my mental health was, like, out of it.
Yeah.
I was just super sad and felt like I had done everything wrong. That I was a bad person. You know, all of these feelings. So that was really challenging. And I think when you put that on top of all the fear that comes with it and all the shame that is spread around, then it's no wonder that, you know, the new epidemic is the mental health, depression and anxiety.
Yeah, it's really, really sad. 'Cause I thought maybe that 2022 would be the year where, you know, people have really started taking care of their mental health and well-being. But with this fear pandemic going around, it makes it really hard. Because it's like you can go to therapy, you can focus on your own things as much as you want, but if everywhere around you in every conversation people have, that fear is the topic that makes it really hard. So this is us reaching out a hand to everyone who feels overwhelmed by society and like the general talk of town and all of that, and to say that it can be different and to experience that contrast has been really great for us. Even though we had our mental health challenges in COVID, both of us, with the paranoia and like a lot of guilt, very strange. It was so nice. Someone here was like, just let everyone get it now and then we get it over with. That's the vibe, which is great. So our heart goes out to everyone who feels a lot of fear, who feels stuck, who feels like they are alone with their decision of maybe not getting a vaccine or getting a vaccine or isolating or not isolating, you know, all of these decisions that we have to make for ourselves. If you feel alone in your decision, we are here to support you. And just know that it's always right to do what feels right for you. Mm. And stand strong in it and keep your focus and keep your heart, keep the feelings around your heart, like keep them close, soothe yourself, nourish yourself, nurture yourself. If there is no one else to do it, you can do it for yourself.
Yes.
So yeah, bumpy start of 2022. It was rough, I would say, even on the physical disease also.
Yeah, but
heart,
you know,
fever.
I haven't had a fever in 5 years or something.
Mm.
I felt fantastic afterwards.
That's great. Burn off a lot of shit.
I burned off so much and I really needed it. For me, it was like an energetic reset. And then I felt amazing for like 2-3 days after COVID. And then I had the aftermath where with the tiredness.
Mm.
That has been hard. And then double the hormonal
imbalance,
which has been hard. So yeah,
I guess the body,
start.
Our bodies are still recovering.
Mm.
We're both sleeping more than normal and I'm still coughing a bit. I like have some, it's like a bit stuck in my chest, but what has really helped me is going in the salt water in the ocean.
Yeah.
And just like get all that water in my nose and just clear it out the throat.
Yeah.
And that has been so great, but we have had to rest a lot.
Yeah.
And take it really easy. And we have been so eager to surf that it's been like, oh my God,
it's been
we
really...
want to go, but...
No, but not only surf, but it's been a bit hard with, you know, when we're two people in our business, when we're both out,
yeah,
nobody does the work for us.
No.
So that was a bit challenging.
Except the shop, we have some help.
Yes. And
luckily,
yeah, yes, and yeah, there was, you know, you just want to live life and then you get this feeling that, oh my God, life is running away from me.
Yeah, you had a bit of that social FOMO. So
yeah, I really had, because I don't know, I just love feeling great and being social.
Yeah, and you had such a rich and beautiful social life here.
Yeah.
What's funny is that now I've met a lot of Annette's friends here and they're all like, hey, 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 all over town. She knows everyone. And sometimes when I walk alone, they seem to be a bit confused who I am. So they're like, that looks like Annette, but it's not her. So I get in this awkward positions like, should I say hi, even though I absolutely don't know them, but they kind of seem to know me.
And you feel their energy, they feel their like
I just want to look down on the ground and just walk past, but I just say hi instead. And then it has led to some awkward situations, which kind of reminds me of school,
because you were
back in the day.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Annette's little sister.
Oh, don't you think I heard it?
I've seen your little sister.
God.
So yeah, now we're back there. And
Santa Teresa is a little bit like high school.
Yeah, it is. You meet people everywhere. Mm. It's so nice. It's so chill.
Yeah.
People are super kind.
Yes.
My biggest shock was going out in the ocean and how kind people are in the water.
Yeah.
Because in Portugal, oh my gosh, people are angry.
Really?
You go paddle out and it's like some days, especially if it's a bit harder, it's like only men out there and they're so competitive and they don't even say hi.
Wow.
And they shout at each other and they fight and stuff like that. And it's just like not a good surfing culture.
Yeah.
Which is really sad because I love surfing in Portugal, but that part makes it more rough. But here people are like, oh, go a little bit to the right. They give you some tips and I don't know. I mean, we got yelled at here too because we took a guy's wave, but...
Yelled at is maybe a bit... But I mean, I think as long as you behave here and respect, and especially respect, we know when the locals surf, you don't take their waves.
Yeah.
And
today someone tried to take my wave and I was like, yo, 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 move.
Really?
Yeah, when I was on, he jumped in.
Also annoying being a girl.
And he was so close to me. It was...
Wow.
I had to shout at him and then he moved.
Wow.
But he didn't say sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I had someone ride over my board, so the fin broke. So I had to buy a new fin.
Right over your board.
Yeah, it was before Christmas. And in the moment, I was so shocked. So they were like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. So I was more like concerned. I didn't want them to think, you know what I mean?
Physically, you were fine.
Yeah. And then I noticed that my fin was gone and he should have paid for it.
Mm.
But it was kind of too late. So there's so many life lessons in the water.
Stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
Take space. Go for it. Go through the fear.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such an interesting sport and I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I'm addicted. We're going back later, I think, today.
Yeah. I did not surf this morning because I am feeling very strange and I didn't want to start the day having lots of adrenaline.
Mm.
So I actually had to go for a walk, do some low impact training. Which is a tip if any of you are in hormonal imbalance.
Yeah, that's a great tip. Can you share some more about that?
If it's interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so I will just say that my period has been out of whack ever since I got to Costa Rica. And that has, again, affected sort of my skin and my weight is fluctuating and my mood. I have had some mood swings. And it's like, I know what it feels to feel in alignment. So I know my baseline.
Mm.
So it's been very hard to sort of feel like I'm doing everything I can to have a good health. And then these things happen. And my take is that a lot of it is energetic and emotional.
Yeah.
And my body often does these things when there's something it really wants me to be with or sit with or like be present.
Hmm.
But it's not always so easy to figure out. But I will say that the things that really help when you feel in hormonal imbalance is, first of all, know that it's your hormones. Like, you're not going crazy.
Yeah.
Like, our hormones really regulate a lot of things.
Hmm.
And it can change from one day to the next, and you can heal from it.
Yeah.
So I think my best tips is really to lower everything. Like yin yoga, walking, really do things that you can connect with the body. Dancing, stretching, like surfing is not great actually. Because there it's kind of like you're in this more of an adrenaline and like a rush.
Yeah.
Except for when you're waiting for the wave. But strength training and things that really bring you down to the ground and connect you to every single like muscle in the body. That's really good.
Walking barefoot
and sleeping a lot.
Yeah, sleeping a lot.
Meditating and writing. Like really screaming in the pillow, yelling, getting your emotions out.
Mm.
And I will also say that eating regularly is super important. Like don't skip meals because that brings your body into like things that you're not going to eat and then it's going to hold the food and hold the water.
Yeah, eat enough. So important.
Yeah. And then I learned that water retention is actually a lot about boundaries.
Mm.
So when you don't have clear boundaries and when you don't sort of say them out loud, your throat chakra, your throat and water is emotions, they hold.
Mm.
So that is two things that I'm really working on, is figuring out my boundaries and where they are, and then also voicing things a lot. And even just to myself, like I had a session with Bianca, who's been on the podcast.
Yeah.
And we sat in the room and we literally just said everything that annoyed us. We were like, you fucking annoying. You know, you just say everything that's on your mind and get it out.
Yeah.
And then you have to go back into life and do the things like set your boundaries, take your alone time, da-da-da-da, which I obviously have a challenging time with, but that's what I'm working on.
That's so interesting with the water retention and boundaries, because usually many women, we gain some weight in water around our period.
Mm.
And I've also heard that our period is like that time where we are supposed to be a little bit withdrawn.
Yeah.
Which is why it all really makes sense to me now, because that's also why you can get irritated by people, because you're not supposed to really be around a lot of people at that time.
Yeah.
So maybe if you really set your firm boundaries around your period, you wouldn't have that water retention every month.
That's interesting.
It just clicked into my brain now. Maybe that is...
Yeah, maybe.
Connected. And I mean, in the tribes back in the days, the women who had their periods, they were like oracles. Like, they went together into the forest or into the far away from the rest of the society just to have this wisdom and just to feel and to bleed and to really connect with Earth.
Yeah. And I know it's also been very worldwide, actually, this period thing and connected to COVID.
Yeah.
So that's also interesting.
That's very interesting. And many people have had changes to their periods with relation to the vaccine or to being sick.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed with me as far as I know. But if any of you have any experience with this, I hope that it stabilizes soon and that you can take some measures to really release any hormonal disturbances from your body. And it's very interesting to hear what you're saying, because it shows that, okay, we think very 3D, like hormones, okay, then we have to take this medicine to regulate it, or then we have to go to this doctor, or stuff like that, very like material thinking, or not material, but rational.
Yeah.
But most often it's connected to energetic and emotional realms that we don't really connect with hormones if we haven't worked with it.
Mm.
So knowing that our thoughts, which create our feelings, can actually create changes in our body.
Yes.
That's how powerful we are.
Mm.
Which means that we can also heal it that way also.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Sometimes we go through these patches to learn, to release old patterns, to release old stagnant energy. And it's not something we should blame ourselves for going through, not something we've done wrong. Sometimes we get sick, and that's been one of my biggest lessons these last months. Sometimes we get sick and it's not something to feel guilty about. Or ashamed about, as I struggled a bit with, actually.
Mm. Yeah.
So, let's talk about clarity.
Yes.
One of my favorite words.
Okay, so, what is clarity?
To me, clarity is that feeling when you remove a lot of the noise that's going on in your head, and you have this one clear vision, or this one clear thought, or this one clear path. Or a clear intention. It can be anything. But it's when you manage to get in that calm space inside and you feel like, aha, I know what to do. Or I know the solution to that. Or I know how to navigate. Or I know which foot to set first next time. You know? And Abraham Hicks talk a lot about clarity and how it's basically the most important thing we can gain, because from there we create it all. And how do you see clarity?
For me, it's that feeling of being really balanced. Like really, I feel so good in myself that it's so easy to take the next step.
Mm.
For example, sometimes in the morning I write down what I get these, like, feelings. What is it that I need in my life?
Mm.
And yesterday it was, like, linen. These purple flowers. I just wanted a lot of beauty.
Mm. Taurus.
Yeah. And it doesn't necessarily mean that I woke up with clarity, but those feelings, when I thought about it and I felt that vibration of those things, then I felt clarity. Then I felt like, oh, yeah, in that space, I would say no to that person. I would say yes to this project. You know, it's like you put yourself in this beautiful space where it becomes easy to take decisions.
Yeah.
And we just see things from your higher self or from a, like, good perspective.
Yeah.
From a really good heart.
You feel like it's your heart, soul, and higher self or inner being, or call it what you want, that is showing you the next step or giving you some kind of answer, maybe.
Yeah.
Or vision.
And the interesting thing about clarity is also that it's yours. You can't gain someone else's clarity.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you can, let's say, in our coaching, one-on-one coaching, we can also gain clarity on behalf of our clients.
Yeah.
And give them advice, but it's still our clarity.
Yeah. Sometimes it's so much easier to see from the outside what someone else's thing is.
Hmm.
But
that doesn't mean we should go and therapize people just because we feel like we have clarity.
No.
So I would say clarity is something that we gain for ourselves in order to just live aligned and feel great.
Yes. And I think most people actually have had this feeling after, for example, a long hike in the mountains.
Mm.
You know, when you get to this space where you just problems are just solved.
Yeah.
That's clarity.
Your mind is calm.
Or after a run.
Mm.
You just feel these endorphins working and you just get the, like, what was a problem before you started running just is gone and you see so clearly what you need to do next.
Yeah. So clarity is also all that mind chatter really calms down.
Mm.
And let's talk about some simple techniques to gain clarity.
Yes. So this week in, or this month in our membership, we have focused on two really important things. One is meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is connecting to your intuition and purpose.
Yes.
So I would say that meditation is an amazing way to quiet down your mind and calm down the nervous system and the hormones.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to meditate if you have too much energy.
Yes.
Sometimes you actually have to work out or move or scream or write journal before you meditate. And then you can sit down and be still for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you get this, it's almost like taking a power nap. You get this brand new energy.
Mm.
So let's say meditation is a really good tool.
Yeah. And the same actually with taking a nap.
Mm.
For some people, it's the most valuable technique to gain clarity.
Yeah. For me, it's amazing. It's a projector.
Especially projectors in human design are known to need to take naps. So if that is you, take that seriously because you get alone time and you kind of clear out the buzz in your vibration and it naturally lifts higher again when you take a nap.
Mm. Yeah, I was talking to Fredrik about that and he also said, I don't remember if it was in our podcast, but that, you know, he felt like he had all the world's problems and then took a nap and they were all gone. And that is kind of like the projector.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
Fredrik from Synergy Coaching.
Yes. So a nap is just like... Mm.
And then we had a very interesting session in our membership with Alma Skolman. She is a spiritual life coach. And she taught us a daily writing exercise to connect with our intuition. And basically what we did was that we sat down, we got our notebooks out, and we took some deep breaths and calmed down and closed our eyes for a bit. And then we wrote on top of the page, what is it that I need to know today? Or... what do I need to focus on today? Or any question that you want to get an answer from your intuition. And then the exercise is to just let the hand free write and flow. And this is also called stream of consciousness writing. Because our goal is to kind of just like let our higher self or soul or inner being or spirit, whatever you want to call it, let that just speak through us. And it's really fun. It's a great way to gain clarity. It's challenging because most of us are not used to it. And then our brain comes in and like tells us that it's not true and that it's only our brain talking and all of that. So just keep going if you've started this practice and see how much clarity you can gain. And especially when you try to follow the tips that you get from yourself, like you yesterday, linen, lilac flowers. Like, what happens when you go and you put on linen and you get these flowers? Most probably something great will happen in your business, or you will sell more, or you will get an offer, or you will be asked on a date, or something really aligned will happen when we follow our own clarity.
Mm.
And it's so cool. We've seen this a million times.
But the brain is like, no, that's a waste of time.
Yeah, that's insignificant. It's so funny.
Yeah, and that is like the work is to trust in yourself and these small things that come up.
Yeah.
And that is also something we talked about in the session with Alma, is that your logical brain can't always connect the dots.
Yeah.
You won't know why. Maybe in a year you will see like, oh, that's why, you know? Mm-hmm. But right now you just have to trust, and that is trusting your intuition.
Yeah, and that's a great practice, because that can take you to your wildest dreams. Like, maybe you will get the feeling, oh, I should go to Finland in 2 months.
Yeah.
And you're like, why am I going to Finland? Yeah. I do not know.
Yeah.
But if you actually trust and you go through that and you book your tickets and you go on the actual trip, that is a huge leap of faith towards your intuition.
Yeah. Or like me coming here to Costa Rica.
Many people feel called to Costa Rica these days.
Yeah. And I understand why. It's like such a great community here.
Community, a very, very nurturing feeling, healing, amazing temperature, great food, great people.
Yeah.
I really, really get it. It's like this free sanctuary.
Yeah. It really is.
Mm.
And another very good tip is actually sufficient sleep.
Yeah.
If you don't sleep enough, it's very hard to gain clarity.
Very hard.
So having this good, like, both nighttime and morning routine can really help your sleep. And I think that this is where we have to be a bit disciplined with ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, I know with myself, if I watch Netflix for 2 hours and then fall asleep, like, my sleep won't be amazing.
Mm.
But if I actually, like, turn off the computer and read a book instead, then I'll sleep like a baby.
Yeah.
And it's not always like, you know, you're not perfect every day, and some nights are, you're meant to sleep little, and some night the moon interferes, you know?
Yeah.
But overall, having some good sleep hygiene, having like organizing and cleaning your room before you go to bed.
Yeah.
That is so important for the subconscious mind, because then you feel so like if you go to sleep in a messy room, like, you will on some level feel that inside of you and have that little stressor. So that is actually one of my biggest tips. It's organize, like, take 10 minutes to organize your space before you go to bed.
Definitely.
And
make sure that you have balanced out your energy during the day, that you've not only used your brain energy.
Yeah.
And then you feel tired, but your body is actually really energized.
Yeah.
Because that sometimes leads to really challenging sleep.
Yeah.
So make sure that the physical body has released the energy it needs to release, so that is when the brain calms down and we can sleep great.
Yeah. Yes. And then another tip to gain clarity is to have less distractions around you.
Tough one.
Yeah. So if you have like notifications on your phone, your computer, your watch, you know, everything all the time, your brain is in constant like alert mode.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to concentrate and to feel anything.
It actually hits those centers in the brain that get a little rush from, I think it's from eating sugar. It's like the same center in the brain. If you get a like or notification, it gets a little dopamine rush, which means it goes up and down and up and down and up and down. And that's very hard on the system.
Yeah.
So we both basically don't have a lot of notifications on anything, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, we have a business, so there's a lot going on still. But removing as many distractions as possible. Put on the focus mode on your iPhone, for example.
Mm.
There are different apps that can help you, or just put your phone somewhere else if you don't need it.
Yeah.
You know, all of that stuff that we don't really want to do.
Yeah.
Our brain just wants to go in on Instagram and just like scroll.
Yeah, I know. Why? Because then you don't have to like feel. Because I think one of the things that the scary thing about turning off notifications, meditating, sleeping well, then you have to feel, because then you make room for your emotions.
Mm.
And they can be so freaking uncomfortable.
Mm.
Some, all of a sudden you feel guilt, or you feel shame, or you feel depressed.
Yeah.
So that is our second tips. It's learning techniques and tools to release and be with your emotions.
A great tip on that from Thea. Thea Radberget, who we had in our membership also. You can also find her on Instagram. She has great insight. She just vocalizes her emotions when they come. Like, oh, now I feel jealous. That sits in my chest and it feels like a little knot in my stomach. That's uncomfortable. I feel it in my neck, and I feel shame connected to that jealousy. And you know, talk it through like that, or write it, and it's over. It passes.
Yeah. Do you really feel it passes when you pass like that?
It passes much more quickly than if I would shove it down somewhere inside of me and put it in a little space that I never connect with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's amazing. And, I mean, it doesn't take a few minutes every time. Maybe it takes an hour or a whole day. But vocalizing it or writing it down, it actually means that you feel the feeling, which is how to release.
Yeah, I think that's a great tip.
Mm. And then another technique to gain clarity. You gotta take those uncomfortable conversations, or messy, if there's a messy situation in your life that you're trying to avoid, you're not gonna gain clarity, because that's gonna be the only thing on your mind.
Yeah.
If that's a work relationship, a conversation you need to have with your boss, or with your friend, or boyfriend, or whatever it is. It's part of life. It fucking sucks. No one likes having the hard conversations, but we all need them. It's a part of grown-up life. And once you get it done, once you express yourself, you're gonna feel so great afterwards.
And usually it's a lesson from the universe in self-worth.
Yeah. You're actually worthy of setting that boundary, or speaking up, or saying that thing that you know you want to say, but you're scared to do. And again, we try to avoid it because we're scared of how we're going to feel. But that feeling is not dangerous. It's not dangerous to feel scared of having the conversation. It's just a feeling. It will pass.
Mm. Yeah.
And when it's solved, it's like, oh, clarity, yes.
And then you feel proud of yourself, and then you will see how your world shifts, actually. And how, like, people just change. Yeah. Because you just set a boundary and it was okay and you all survived.
Yeah. And other people are like, wow, I respect you for speaking up that matter.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a hard one. And I feel like, back to COVID, that has been very hard with some people in my life to talk about, because we have so different views. Mm. And I don't have very strong opinion, or maybe I do, but I don't vocalize a lot of my opinions around COVID, because it's like, I don't know. I haven't really figured out what I want to say publicly or not. But still, I have boundaries of what kind of things I want in my life.
Mm.
And that has been one of the spaces where I had to set boundaries. And that was very hard.
Really hard.
But necessary.
Yeah. Well done.
So, I would say, like, with our emotions, and I highly recommend therapy, help, coaching, whatever it is that you connect with. I get help once a week. Like, I have a big mission on the planet, and I feel like I'm learning so much and so fast because my mission is to also help other people. So I kind of have to go through things.
Yeah.
And learn.
Yeah. It's great seeing it that way.
Yeah. I can choose to see it that way, or I can choose to feel sorry for myself. And, like, that brings me nowhere, to be honest.
We know, all know what's the empowering choice there.
Yeah, you know? But it's good to see those two next to each other sometimes.
Yeah, can dip in a little bit.
Yeah. And this past year, I feel like has been one of the best of my life because I finally discovered who I am.
Mm. Wow.
And it's so strange to say, you know, you clarity. Always think that is like, that is clarity.
Next level.
That's next level clarity. And I've always had this feeling that something was wrong with me, or like just this unfulfilled feeling. Mm. For so many years, I felt like just sad about something. I didn't know what it was, or just like that something is wrong, or I'm never gonna live up to, like, I'm never gonna be fixed. And then this year, suddenly, like, it's, I don't even know how to explain, but it's like I discovered these rooms in myself, and I discovered this whole new side of me, and suddenly I feel whole. And wow. Then I'm like, wow, I actually am a really great person.
Yeah.
And like, I actually have so much fun, and knowing that, my whole baseline has changed. So even now when I'm going through this fucking hormonal thing that I think sucks, but it's like, it's okay, because I know now what is waiting for me on the other end, and like who I really am.
Yeah,
that is the best clarity there is. But that is thanks to therapy.
That is thanks to therapy.
Yeah, because I've gone like into the emotions, into the shame, seeing how, you know, my inner child has been neglected. So many, like, I could talk about it for hours. It can be an episode, but just know that if you have this feeling of like something is wrong, it's not true. It's just like something inside us waiting to be uncovered, and that is gonna bring you the best clarity. And if you feel like you have, for example, lacked love in your life, like, you're here to experience the greatest love. You're here to experience the polar opposites. If you have experienced hard things, you're here to experience amazing things. Like, they are coming. Yeah. Never give up. Like, do not stop. Please don't stop.
And some of the people who go through the most hardship from a young age, they are the strongest people I know. And I get goosebumps just thinking about it, because they are so strong. They came here with a soul that was ready to handle all that in order to transform it into love and to help other people feel better.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, if that is you listening, you are so freaking strong. Don't ever give up. Don't think that you are not good enough, or that you are broken, or that you are unlovable, because that is not true.
No.
Every single one of us is so amazingly worthy, or else we wouldn't be here. Our soul came here with a mission to feel worthy.
Yeah. So when you are going through these feelings, feeling the emotions, just know that on the other side, when you gain this clarity, you're gonna see why. And you're gonna feel so empowered, like so strong.
And don't be scared to reach out for help. We do that so much. And sometimes we also get scared that we get too much help, or that, oh my God, we should handle this alone and all of that. But
Or like, oh, I spent too much money on it.
Yeah.
Or...
But that is an investment that comes back to you tenfold when you nail down those challenges. And we need help.
Yeah.
We are not here to be alone. We are human beings who need connection so badly.
Yeah.
Not badly. Strongly.
Strongly. Yeah. And I think our last tip for today is to read really, really inspiring books.
Yes.
I think that's one of the things that helps me the most.
Same.
To come back into alignment. That and listening to Abraham Hicks podcasts.
Yeah. And other great podcasts. Right now, I'm reading The Greatest Secret by Rhonda Burns for the second time, and it's so good. I just finished yesterday, actually. So now I need a new book.
Yeah.
And we got a question about if anyone knows any good novels or like stories that have a kind of spiritual or positive or uplifting vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
If any of your listeners know, please send us a DM at Radical Broccoli.
We know The Alchemist.
We need new books.
The Alchemist. That's like
Paulo Coelho.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would say I really love Isabel Allende's books.
Yeah.
For that, it's all about the Amazon and the jungle, but there's a lot of like hidden messages. I read them as a child, and I think that's why I'm living here now.
Oh, I never read any of them.
No?
No.
I was obsessed.
Hmm.
And right now, I am reading this book here. It's called The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, A Practical Guide to the Fulfillment of Your Dreams. Hmm. New York number one bestseller by Deepak Chopra. It's really amazing. It's like really amazing. Really, really good.
Yeah.
I
think he channeled the whole book. It just feels like pure source energy.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. And every time I read it, I feel my stress levels lower a bit.
Yeah.
And you're like...
It simplifies
how are you stressed when you live in Santa Teresa? But it's like, the internal.
Yeah.
The internal stresses.
One of the most beautiful things from that book is that it says, stop focusing on what you can get and start focusing on how you can give.
Yeah. And my favorite passage is about how you... Every time you meet someone, you should leave them with a gift, a blessing, a compliment. And I forget it all the time, but then I'm reminded of it all the time. So it's like, that's my learning now. And it was so funny because in Kundalini class the other day, one of the meditations was actually to bless everyone.
Yeah.
And that day I felt so good.
After we did that practice, I have thought of it. Everywhere I've gone, I've like thought that I bless people. When I go surfing, I bless the people who are in the ocean. Yeah. I bless the board. I bless myself.
Yeah.
I ask the ocean god for peaceful and fun waves.
Mm. Yeah, I do that every time I go into the ocean too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is, just like, and Billy, our also mentor, she says, you know, she never leaves the store without making the cashier smile.
Yeah, that's
it's beautiful. Really hard here though, because they're so not loving life, I think,
the cashiers.
Yeah, but no. I really, really try hard to be like, thank you, and look them in the eye.
Maybe buy them a chocolate or something.
I did that with a taxi driver in Nicaragua. I bought him like nuts and chocolate and chewing gum, and he was so happy, and it was like the smallest thing, but
aww.
And you know, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
So you end up,
we actually have to surpass our own ego, because when I think, okay, let's buy the cashier a chocolate, I feel a bit awkward.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that I'm going to make a fool of myself.
Yeah, you
and
know.
And then I would withhold from making someone else happy.
Yeah.
Because I care more about how I feel. I guess it's very human, but...
And also, you know, people giving the compliments, I always think of them as the ones with the biggest confidence. The most self-love.
Yeah.
They have so much to give. Mm-hmm. And that is also one of my goals. I have two goals this year. One is to be so much better at introducing people. I told that to you. You thought that was very funny.
Yeah.
But I'm so afraid of saying other people's names because, you know, like having had dyslexia and I say things so wrong. So whenever, for example, I meet... someone, I'm like, hey, this is my friend, and I don't introduce them properly because I'm afraid of saying their names wrong.
You still haven't done it.
No, that is it's still a long year,
and we met a lot of people.
I know. I want to be one of those people who's like, hey, this is Suzanne, my sister, this is João. He is surf instructor, very good, you know. I want to like say some good about both.
Yeah.
But then I have to be brave enough to say their names out loud. And then make a fool out of myself because I'm probably mispronouncing it or forgot.
That's fine. You know? Who would ever be offended by that? If you're like smiling and trying to say someone's name and you mess it up, it's fine. People call me Susanna or stuff all the time. I don't care.
Yeah.
If they care about that, they have a huge ego to get in check.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know why I started talking about this, but yeah.
It's a way to gain clarity. No.
It's a way to gain clarity.
Well, I hope you got some inspiring tips on how to gain clarity and that you are inspired to give something to people around you and not just focus on what we can get, because we can get so caught up in that. Mm. That doesn't mean you shouldn't think about yourself or take care of yourself. That's connected. But we wish you a fantastic week. Rania says hi, sends her blessings. And next week we are back with a very special guest. I'm not going to share who it is yet. We will share it on Instagram.
Wish you a blessed and...
yeah, bless you.
Bless you.
Bless. Bless, bless.
And fantastic start of the new year. And if you want more clarity, you can join our 3-day clarity reset, energetic reset.
It starts tomorrow, or maybe today if this episode is posted on Thursday. Yeah. It starts Thursday 20th.
And yeah, anyways, you can always join later, because we're going to keep all the recordings.
Yeah.
And you can find it on our website.
It's basically a 3-day really, really fun workshop where we dig deeper into clarity and decluttering and removing all the noise in our life and just find that center.
Yeah.
And our members seem to be so excited, and I'm so excited too.
Yeah. You know what often brings me clarity?
No.
This is gonna sound so like not feministic, blah, 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 but shaving my legs and washing my hair.
Yeah, great.
That,
yeah. It gives you clarity.
I think, yeah.
Maybe because you feel tidied up.
It gives you a clean slate.
And when you brush your hair.
Yeah. Anyways, you know, just listen to your intuition. You might have weird things come up. Just trust it.
Maybe every time you eat a cinnamon bun, you gain clarity.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in. Would love a comment or a rating on our podcast. That means the world to us, and we put everything into this podcast, and we love hearing from you. Also through your messages on IG. Thank you so much for saying that you missed the podcast. That is so cute. I love it. And talk to you next week.
Yes. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Bye.
Bye.